Automakers are at full speed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll get a look this morning at how many cars and trucks the automakers sold last month. And analysts say we could be looking at the strongest showing in 5 years. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
First thing is the economy is doing better. Jessica Caldwell is a senior analyst at Edmunds.com.
So I think as people start to feel better about the economy, people start to feel a bit more stable in their job, they feel more comfortable buying a new car.
The other reason is that gas prices are higher. Remember when it seemed like everyone wanted an SUV? Those days are gone, says George Magliano, a senior economist for IHS Automotive, and car companies have caught on.
And so now they make crossovers, which actually, they look like sport utilities, but they're built off a car platform, and so they get a better ride and they save on fuel.
All evidence of a pretty big shift in priorities. Ford, for example, used to focus on churning out gas-guzzling but profitable SUVs and trucks. Now, Ford is back in the car game. Its Fusion sedan is one of the top five selling models in the U.S. So, the recession may be over, but consumers and manufacturers are still embracing what's practical. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.